Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. A symbiotic relationship with mice is greatly benefiting the tick population. Michelle Hirsch, assistant professor of biology at Sarah Lawrence College, examines the nature of their partnership.
Okay, here's the story. Although you may not suspect it, little mice play a big role in regulating our chances of getting a tick-borne illness. White-footed mice harbor the pathogens that cause Lyme disease, anaplasmosis, and babesiosis. Newly hatched ticks, called larval ticks, can become infected with any or all of these diseases when they feed on mice. And if we're unfortunate enough to be bitten during a tick's next blood meal, we can also become infected. My collaborator Rick Osfeld at the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies has been monitoring populations of white-footed mice since 1995, recording the number of ticks they carry. Rick and his crew noticed that many mice had huge larval tick burdens, with as many as 270 ticks on a single animal. Since ticks are parasites that feed on blood, we predicted heavy tick loads would lead to a decrease in mouse survival. To test our prediction, we developed a statistical model that analyzed 16 years of data on over 5,500 mice. And we found that our original prediction was, in a word, wrong. Larval tick infestations didn't decrease mouse survival during the breeding season or over the winter, not even in years when we expected mice to be under stress, like when the acorn crop was low and competition for food was likely intense. They weren't linked to a decrease in mouse population growth either. Surprisingly, we found that male mice infested with larval ticks were more likely to survive during the breeding season. In short, ticks seemed to be getting a free lunch. From a disease management perspective, this is bad news. Not only are white-footed mice reservoirs for Lyme disease and other debilitating tick-borne ailments, but they're also indifferent to feeding ticks. Heavily parasitized animals persist and feed yet more ticks, creating a positive feedback loop that favors disease spread.
That was Michelle Hirsch of Sarah Lawrence College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. I'd like to walk you.